Renee, when does the choice of a new pope get made and where?
It will be made just a short distance from where I'm standing at the Sistine Chapel. The cardinals will gather there in the next couple of weeks, and by church rules, it has to be they have to gather 15 to 20 days after the pope's death for what is called a conclave. And only then can they actually begin voting for a new pope. That itself will take a few more days. So it will be weeks at least before we know the new pope.
Thanks. We'll be hearing from Renee Montaigne at Vatican City throughout this week. In spite of the odds makers that Sylvia Poggioli mentioned, we do not know who the next pope will be. To get some idea of how he's chosen, we've called Greg Tobin. He's written a book about how popes are chosen, and he joins us now on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Once the cardinals get together, how does that conclave work?
117 cardinals will be gathered for the conclave from all over the world. They will participate in the funeral rites and the general congregations or meetings leading up to the conclave, and then they are sealed in for the duration of the voting process in the conclave.
And when you say sealed in, they really mean this, right?
They really do. It'll be different this time than it has been in conclaves in centuries past, because they'll be living in a more comfortable residence hall rather than jerry-built cells within the apostolic palace. But they will be cut off from contact with the outside world, forbidden to have any electronic communications devices.
Which is one of the many safeguards built into this process. Why are the rules so intricate for the selection?
The rules are this intricate, I think, and strict to ensure an above-board process of voting. And that's based on a lengthy history of attempted interference and real interference within conclaves. It really goes back more than a century when there were problems. But the rules are designed to ensure that there will not be.
Do the cardinals debate their choices?
In the general congregations that are held beforehand, there's a lot of discussion, not really debate as much as preaching, exhortation, discussion, presentation of issues, what's facing the church, for example. In private, they may, in fact, have some pretty heated and sharp debates and differences and preferences expressed.
Outside this conclave, there's already speculation about the next pope and questions about, well, what if the next pope comes from Africa? What if the next pope comes from Latin America? What will that mean for the church? Are those the kinds of issues that the cardinals themselves historically would debate?
Yes, how a particular candidate or a regional candidate could affect the life and governance of the church going forward. The church itself is no longer really European-based, because the growth in the church is in Asia, Africa, Latin America. The cardinals are very aware of that, and they will be determining who in the particular person or the particular background of the candidate will best be suited to govern the universal church.
One other thing, Pope John Paul II, about a decade ago, introduced major changes in the voting process for his successor. What are those changes, very briefly, and how will they affect things?
He did, and it is, there are some actual startling changes. For about 1,000 years, a two-thirds vote has been required to elect a pope. And in the Constitution John Paul promulgated in 96, that is still the voting requirement, two-thirds. However, after a number of days, about nine-ish, and after a number of ballots, perhaps about 33, based on the formula in the Constitution, if the cardinals are deadlocked, they may decide by a vote of a simple majority to go to a simple majority for election.
Make it easier to select a pope, in other words.
Yes, and to prevent a very, very lengthy conclave.
Okay, Greg Tobin is author of Selecting the Pope, Uncovering the Mysteries of Papal Elections. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Steve.
A timeline of Pope John Paul's life and career is at npr.org. And we have one other note on this story. For now, the Vatican has now confirmed that the funeral of Pope John Paul will be held on Friday in St. Peter's Square. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.